Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. And we're going to be dealing with an area of mind skills that I'm sure you probably will get sort of excited about, especially if you're one of those people that's saying, gee whiz, the only reason I'm listening to this show on the internet is because I'm out of a job. I don't know what I want to do. I'm really perplexed. Well, my guest today, her name is Sue Frederick. We're going to be sharing with you some wonderful, wonderful insights, tips, and give you some information to work with, because Sue has written a book called I See Your Dream Job. Now, Sue is a unique individual. She not only is an intuitive, but her skills orient her towards empowering people to find their particular niche, what you were put on earth to do. Sue, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your book, I think, has so much good information in it that it is a wonderful workbook for people to utilize. But more than that, I really like the stories that you had in there. Now, you call yourself a career intuitive. Mm-hmm. You've been nicknamed the Emeril of Enlightenment. You have done a lot of shows like you're doing with me today. You've done workshops. And you've appeared before different national organizations as a speaker. So everyone has intuitive skills.
That's
you
exactly
came
right.
from a family, and I really liked what you had to say that your family had. It was spicy magic. I like those two words, spicy magic. It should have some music to go with it, especially Cajun music, because that's part of your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself and this wonderful family of yours.
Well, I grew up in New Orleans, and my mother is from that French Cajun lineage. And, you know, I have so many memories of getting together for family gatherings, and she was the youngest of 12, and most of them were girls, so she had a lot of sisters, and they would all stand around talking about, oh, I had a dream the other night about this, and, oh, you know, I woke up with a dream, and I knew that Farrell had died before they called to tell me that he had passed. And, I mean, their conversation was just that they knew things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in their everyday lives, they didn't go about showing that. You know, they had regular careers and regular lives. But when we would get together for family events, I would hear all those stories.
I think that's absolutely marvelous, because too many people do not have that in their environment. Too many people have instead, this is the work of the devil, or,
right.
you know, blah, 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 because people are afraid. When you don't understand, you fear
right.
the unknown. And it's so nice that you had this coming up, because it was like, oh, gee whiz, you know, what's this today? Well, let me tell you, Uncle Henry visited me, and you know what, he still has acid indigestion. I mean, it's just, there's just, you have to have a good sense of humor about it, but I also think that intuition is such a valuable tool. And, of course, fortunately today, we can talk about it more openly, because it wasn't all that long ago that people would have tried to put you away if
right.
you had even mentioned anything like it. Now, right off the bat, in your book, very first sentence in your preface, did you know that you arrived on Earth with a GPS device embedded inside of you? Now, that sounds like something that would begin the UFO. of the year. But the truth is, it is our intuition. And I thought, what a wonderful way to open up your book. Because every person that comes onto this planet has a package they bring in with them. Small, medium, large, super size, whatever you want to make it, super colossal. However it is packaged, each and every person has skills, abilities.
Right.
And this is something, I look at babies, I see it, and people will look at themselves so frequently and say, oh, I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. And you were telling me before we went on the air that since you've published this book, you've had so many people come to you or send you emails and say thank you because it's made me come out of a slump. It's made me aware that I have a purpose in my life. Now, that is a wonderful realization for
you
to get. Well,
you know, as you said, Donna, everybody here on planet Earth has a mission, and we encode that mission into our date of birth, our life path, as they call it in numerology. But also, it's just that inner voice inside of us, our intuition, that little voice that's always going, hey, don't apply for that job, do this instead, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, it's time to quit your job and try this. And we are such a left brain culture, you know, that we are obsessed with linear practical reality and believing that that's the only reality there is, that we just negate that intuitive part of ourselves.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I just think that that happened to me. It's just, I look at so many things that have evolved in my life, and I look back on it, and I go, boy, I really was not too smart when I didn't pay attention to certain things, but that's how we learn and grow, too.
Yeah, and then the nudging just gets a little harder the more mm-hmm. we ignore it.
Right, but you don't want to be 550 before you realize, gee, I should have paid attention to the nudge.
Well, usually you get a cosmic 2x4 upside the head if you're not paying attention.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yes.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's a 10x20, it gets the whole bot.
Kaboom. That's right.
Oh, yes. Well, I've had a few of those, too. Now, you have a very, very heartwarming story. It's a true experience about your husband who passed away, Paul
mm-hmm.
Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
And he became involved. He was part Cherokee, and he became involved with a very, very famous Sioux healer,
yep.
Chief Fool Crow.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find is a fascinating name.
Mm-hmm.
But he had his own special experiences. Tell us a story about Paul.
Well, Donna, the most powerful turning point of my life, which is really the reason I'm here and doing this work now, is that my beautiful young husband, Paul Frederick, died when I was 29. We were both mountain climbers together. We thought that life was about conquering challenges. And suddenly he was diagnosed with colon cancer and given 2 weeks to live.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it was back in the 70s, you know, it was before they even knew how to test for colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on a healing journey. We started with trying the conventional medicine, and that didn't get us anywhere. So then we went to alternatives. And Paul's mother got us a visit with Chief Fool's Crow in South Dakota. So we had to send, you know, 100 little bags of tobacco for the ceremony, and then we had to drive up there and spend a couple of days, and he did various ceremonies with us. And Paul felt so empowered by the whole experience, and so Paul was just young, and he refused to say that he was going to die up until the day he was dying. And so Chief Fool's Crow would do ceremonies with him and talk to him and just tell him he was going to be fine. And then Chief Fool's Crow would take me for a walk and say, you know, Paul has already decided to die, and you've already decided to be the one to help him, and that's the agreement you have. And I'm going to just tell him that he's fine, but I'm going to tell you to be strong, and I'm going to tell you that I'm teaching Paul. I'm going to visit him in the other realms for the next few months and help him cross over. And that's how we left our visit with Fool's Crow, and I was devastated, but I couldn't talk about it to Paul, and Paul was all happy, you know, wow, I feel great, I'm going to be fine. And then over the next 2 months, as Paul's health deteriorated, he would wake up in the middle of the night singing Lakota songs. He would say, Chief Fool's Crow came to me last night, and he taught me to sing a song to deal with the pain. And then he would start singing this song. And then he said later, Chief Fool's Crow came and taught me a song to help me die. And he would start singing that. And this really freaked the doctors out. They wrote in his charts that they thought he was going into dementia or something. And yet, as I heard Paul singing, I knew exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you did accompany him on his journey of release. You were with him, and you were able to see him leave his body.
Yeah.
And it was, you felt a gift that you were given, and I agree. I think it was a wonderful,
really was, Donna,
wonderful,
you know,
gift.
It really was. Up until that point of my life, spirituality was really almost a cerebral concept, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that Paul was dying, and that moment was so amazing because he had gone into a coma and had been unchanged. His breathing hadn't changed for 48 hours, and I was so upset because I knew he didn't want to be trapped in his body in a coma, and I had just fallen asleep on the floor of the hospital room just out of desperation. And he came to me the minute I fell asleep. He came to me in a dream, Paul did, and he stood right in front of me and he said, "Get up off the floor. I'm fine. I'm not trapped in that body. But you said that you would hold me in your arms while I died, and I'm waiting for that." And I woke up from this dream and just kicked everybody out of the room except for Paul's mother. And Paul's mother and I stood there holding Paul and saying, "All right, Paul, we love you. We release you. You're free to go. You don't have to stay here for us. Just fly out of this, your body into the beautiful other realms." And instantly, Donna, his breathing changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he took one long sigh, and his spirit left his body in such a visceral way that I could see and experience it with every cell in my body.
What a wonderful gift.
It
what
really
an was. Absolutely wonderful gift for you to be given.
Now,
here you are. You've gone through this experience. You became a career counselor, interestingly
mm-hmm.
enough. And this you were sharing with me before we went on the air. You became
mm-hmm.
a career counselor. And then you were becoming aware that when you were giving counseling, even though you had all the credentials, that there were these pictures that would come into your head. You were getting information intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't telling your clients what you were doing. You were just going along. And you began to realize that there were also people on the other side that were helping you with this.
Well, you know, these were not really easy things for me to acknowledge and accept because I did grow up in the 50s when girls were put away for talking about things like this. So I had spent a good part of my life trying to play it normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was working with clients, I would suddenly get so much information, I just had to start sharing it. And I would say something to my client, and my client would go, "Oh, that's right, how did you know that?" And they kept saying, "How do you know this?" And so finally I had to say, "Okay, well, I've got some intuitive gifts. I've got some intuition." And the more I shared of that, the hungrier they were for that information. And then it turned out that that's the information that really helped them find their career path, move forward, and find their true direction.
Now let's talk about choosing a direction. I know there are so many people in my audience who are experiencing such difficult times right now. They may be handed a pink slip before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them already have gotten that pink slip. And they're
mm-hmm.
saying, "I'm sitting here, I feel like I'm on a precipice, and I'm scared to death." Now,
mm-hmm.
you say that with a little bit of numerology,
mm-hmm.
that you can really give people an insight into who they are. And you also, in your book, say, "Imagine that you outlined your journey for this lifetime before you were born. Consider the possibility that you pre-programmed the challenges you're now facing in your life with the intention of mastering these powerful lessons in order to live up to the great potential that lies untapped inside of you." Those words, I think, are so accurate. I really do. And I was just talking with someone this morning who is a mature woman in her late 50s, and she was talking like she was older than Methuselah, and she couldn't possibly get anything done. And I said, "Shut up." And then she started with, "Shut up." And they go, "Why?" "Because you're using the wrong tapes." And
very
this
good.
Is a very talented woman, wonderfully talented woman, and just about everybody has these special skills.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's tell people how we can assist them. And, of course, there's information in your book. But give us an example Give us an example of a journey number.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about, just in case the listeners don't know, is that, you know, Pythagoras, 580 BC, when he created the number system that we use today, he also said, hey, by the way, and every number has a meaning or a vibration to it, not just a quantity. And in our wonderful left brain culture, we deleted that little part that he said about numbers having a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kept the quantity part. But he also said that if you take your date of birth and digit it down to one number, which I explain how to do in my book, you will understand the vibration of the path you came in to experience and the way you're meant to work in the world in this lifetime. And I have found that information to be so helpful to people. And, you know, just today I was working with someone on the phone who is actually on the Master Soul Path of the 11. And we were laughing about it because she's been working in purchasing for 20 years, and she manifested a huge accident, a car accident, actually, to get her to redirect and go in a different direction. She ended up spending 3 months in bed, which gave her some time to process, and really came to her own spiritual awakening about the fact that she'd always wanted to do higher work, to be a spiritual guide, to be a teacher of the highest ideas, to write, and that's all in alignment with her 11 path. And so as we talked, you know, we talked about the ways to take the baby steps to move into the new higher work, and already today, a few hours later, I got an email from her that she's already found a graduate program in her neighborhood that she's going to start that's going to give her the opportunity to be a therapist. And she's going to bring spirituality into that work, and that is her 11 path mission.
Mm-hmm. You also talk about meditation.
Ah, very important.
And you say that that is very significant. But let's use an example with the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people, if they have a piece of paper and a pen, they can work with this, and maybe they know how to do it. So let's take they need to take their birthday, the month they were born.
Yeah, take the day, month, and year that you were born, and you just add all of those single digits up, and I don't know how to describe it without a visual aid, but
mm-hmm.
as you add all of them, for example, 1 plus 0 equals 1, and you end up with one number left at the end, and that is your path number.
Yes, unless it is an 11.
Or a 22.
Or a 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I did mine came out to an 11.
There you go, Miss Master Soul.
Well, you know, I looked at that and I said, now that's very interesting. So
right.
Let me just share with you what that is. Positive aspects are idealistic, refined, visionary, intuitive, artistic, highest plane of intellectual and spiritual investment, avant-garde, sees both sides, and androgynous, humanitarian. And the negative is fanatic, delusions of grandeur, egocentricity, dishonesty, perverted too easily, wounded by others, sees greatness only in self, not in those around him or her. So you show the positive and negative perspective.
Well, it's all free will and free choice once we get down here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can pick the greatest potential that we intend our soul to live up to. And then we get here in this dense earthly realm and we give in to the fear, the anger, the negativity, and we sink into the low end of our path, low end of our potential. Now for you, Donna, you know, that would mean that you do have a lot of sensitivity and intuition more than others, and that would mean that in your dark night of the soul, you feel hurt by people, wounded by people, and in your bright moments, you realize you are the enlightened soul in the room here to shine the light and heal everyone else.
That's why I love doing what I do.
That's right.
That's just absolutely why I love doing what I do, because
yep.
It is truly very much that way. I
mm-hmm.
think that's just the whole purpose of my radio show. That's
yeah.
everything that's about it. Now, let's talk about people. So there you have some information. Now, you're going to have to get her book, too. I see your dream job to be able to go through all of the other points.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with our time frame, we don't have that much time. Let's talk about current career cycle.
Yeah, that's a really important thing. I can also give you an example about, for example, a five-path client who I worked with.
Oh, do.
From Manhattan, because his story was pretty interesting. He worked in the Manhattan in the financial district and had, you know, in the banking industry, he was very successful, had a lot of fame and financial success, and yet he was really miserable. And as we worked by phone, you know, I realized that his path was the number five, and the five is such a sensual number. It's the person who comes in to experience human life in all of its delights and pleasures and in every aspect of the physical being, and to be fearless and passionate. That's the lesson you're learning on that lifetime. And here he was, this miserable banker.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we realigned, of course, one of his great passions was gourmet food and cooking, right? One of the great sensual pleasures of life. So now he has a business where he delivers gourmet, healthy meals to corporations, to people who are at work during the day, and sells them to these people. And also teaches cooking classes in his own apartment in Manhattan and does catering. So his whole life now is around food and sensuality, which he is so good at. And he is so happy, and he's making money.
Well, he went 180 degrees
right
in his shift. Yet, interestingly enough, if you think about it, his beginning experiences in the financial area helped to give him a good foundation for into the other.
And that's the thing. We never have a wasted moment in a lifetime. Everything we do and learn somehow gets rolled up and reinvented into our true work. You know, so if I, for example, I was a journalist for a while in my career. Well, when I left there, I thought I'd never do any writing again. And of course, voila, I have a book out now. So we always bring all of our old skills and experiences into our future work. We just reconfigure them.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff. Now, you talk about a 9-year cycle of change.
Right.
Why do you say 9 years? I've heard 7 years,
mm-hmm.
but you have 9. How did you come about with that?
Well, that was Pythagoras' whole theory, and that went along with his intention with numerology, was that we lived through 9-year cycles. There are 9 digits in his number system. And the first year of a cycle is about beginning new things, starting in a new direction, planting the seeds, and it works its way up to the 9th year, and the 9th year is the ending, the culmination, the letting go of the old, so that you can move into the new. Now, of course, we don't know this here on planet Earth, so all that we know when we hit a 9-year is that everything that used to be working in our lives is no longer working. Well, cosmically, that's because we're supposed to be letting it go and making room for the new direction that's going to come in, that's going to be even better. But, you know, we love to mourn the losses and not really look with anticipation at the unknown future.
So there we go. You have something in here. You say your two most powerful and painful life reinventions, ages 29 and 58.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was most interesting.
Well, that lines up with the astrology Saturn returnings. And one of the things I do in my book is that I combine some of the principles of astrology with numerology because it is so helpful to people. And every client I've ever worked with has had 2 major turning points in their lives, and one of them was at the ages of 28 and 29, and that happens to be when my husband died, and then the second, Saturn returning at 58 and 59, and what the second one is about really shedding any layers of pretense that you have been hiding behind in your work, in your career, and really getting to the true work that you came here to do finally.
Now, you make some comments, and I think that this is so important. For those of you listening, remember, you do have a very significant gift, talents to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your statement, so I'm going to quote directly from your book. Your talents are on purpose. You brought them with you to use in your great work, which raises the vibration of the planet in your unique way. Talents guide you to this work. They're your most powerful compass for finding your mission. Talents are the things you love doing, come back to doing again and again in your lifetime, and they always come gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I can remember when I was around people. It was, gee, if something was the absolute dog of dogs for you to do, that's what you're really, you're supposed to perfect that. And yet if you had something else that you did so easily, beautifully, and I'll use your word gracefully, mm-hmm. people say, oh, maybe, you know, or
right.
we won't value it.
Right.
Yet if you have this knack, I think of someone that I know that does hospice work.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
have this grace about
right.
them.
Right.
They can walk in. They're not tongue-tied. Hello,
right.
how are you? I'm so glad I have a chance to be with you. They are so in the moment with that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's miraculous to watch them.
Yep.
And then you have someone else with music, someone else with mathematics, someone
right.
else who's a coordinator. I mean, the gifts are as varied as life can be varied.
And we are so good at talking ourselves out of using those gifts as our career.
Yes.
You know, even I remember, Donna, you know, after my husband died, I went to see a career counselor because I was at a loss of what to do. And this was a traditional career counselor. And she said, well, she said, Sue, I know you love to write, but I don't recommend that you do that for a living. I think it's better that people do something different for a living and then save their passion for the weekends.
Yeah.
And that has really been a mainstream idea.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I say to people, okay, well, you're going to end up spending 85% of your waking hours at your career. And how much energy are you going to have on the weekends or the nights to live your passion? And who wants to have a life that is so separated and so out of balance?
I agree. And when you do something, like a girlfriend of mine, she loves to work with her hands. She makes all kinds of little goodies, and people love them. She
mm-hmm.
she just says, "Oh, this is so wonderful." I said, "Do it.
Yeah,
you can do it. Make you know, have a business." No,
yeah.
I can't do that. And I look at it and I go, "But you have such joy,
mm-hmm.
and that you can make a good living
mm-hmm.
if you do what you love."
And that's
you can. Do it.
That's the universal truth, Donna, that we have talked ourselves out of, but it's true. When you line your life and your work up with your true mission, your true talents, you end up making more money than you ever made when you were working off of your path, not doing what you came here to do. It's divine order. It's the law of the universe. Because think of it this way. If we all came here to live up to a huge potential in our own way, and if we all did that, the consciousness of the planet would shift instantly. So the minute one person decides to do it, the doors open, the universe aligns, they are supported financially to be able to do it because it's what they signed up to do when they came here.
I'm going to quote another sentence out of your book. Quit feeling sorry for yourself, blaming, arguing, and being depressed. Take back your power and start dreaming of something new and better. I think those words are right on target. I think we are so fortunate to be in a time and to be in a country where we have choice.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women both, regardless of your age. I just get so upset with people when they're starting to hit this so-called retirement stuff.
Mm.
And they go, well, now I'm going to do this. I go, wait a minute. What are you going to do with all your talents? What are you going to do? What are you doing? You know, life is for living. And they find within a year they are bored out of their mind.
I get a lot of those clients, I'll tell you right now.
They are bored out of their mind.
Absolutely, because to be here on planet Earth means that you are interacting with the world in a meaningful way. Once you stop doing that and think you're just going to go play golf forever, I'm sorry. You will be more unhappy than you have ever been in your life. Trust me on this.
Absolutely true. And that's, you know, there's one thing that we've always said about the gals. We can't afford to die. We've got so much stuff we've got to do.
That's right.
And I think the guys are beginning to wise up a bit. They say, we better get busy so we can stay around a little bit longer.
That's
these
right.
gals, I've always joked about that. I said, if it's not a toilet bowl that has to be cleaned, it's a baby that's got to be burped or somebody's got to be done something over here.
Mm-hmm.
And most women will I'm sorry, I'm just so, wait, can you call me? I'll call you Thursday. I'm just so busy. Do you know what I've got to do on today? It's hilarious. I just
know.
Love it. And that's why I think that the joy of life is meant to be lived to the fullest. If you're wanting to retire from something, I don't care whether you're 27. I know people that retired in their 30s. Mm-hmm. Boy, were they unhappy with that choice.
Well,
but, you know, all of this. So your book, I See Your Dream Job, is just marvelous. I love what you've done with it. And for those of you listening, you can go to her website, careerintuitive.org, and you can find more information out. I'm sorry, Sue, but we're out of time.
Well, it was a pleasure. I've loved talking to you. And tell people they can get my book at any bookstore also and on Amazon, anywhere they want to go to get it. And it will start pulling them up out of their quandary about how they're going to make a living.
Yes, and if they go to your website, they'll find out more about your services, careerintuitive.org. Sue Frederick, thank you for being my guest again. Her book, I See Your Dream Job. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go anywhere. I've got some good stuff to share with you. We're going to be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free number to call in to, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I'm so delighted you've joined our listening family here at the Donna Sebo Show on VBSRadio.com. And I want you to know it's real simple. All I need from you when you call in at 888-815-9756 is your first name or an initial, and I like to know what part of the country or the world you're calling in from. After that, just let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask a question when I'm finished about anything that you like. And there's no such thing as a dumb question, by the way. And after that, just do it. You know, that's how simple it is. It's just that simple. Also, quickly, I want to let those of you that are in the state of Washington know that on November 21st, I have a special appearance that's going to be for the Dickens Festival in downtown Tacoma. Now, this is a fabulous family event. just into, I believe, its fifth year, and people just love coming out. Last year we had snow, a little bit of snow. It was just magical. Because, of course, the time of Dickens, people are dressed in costumes. There's the top hats and the tails and, you know, for the guys. And then the gals are in their long dresses, and I'll be having one of my lovely costumes on as well. But I'm going to be appearing at the King's Bookstore in downtown Tacoma, and it's very well known. I'll be there from noon until 4. Now, if you want to find out more about this fabulous festival, again, if you're in the state of Washington, just go to Dickens Festival Tacoma, Washington. Look it up on Google or wherever when it'll pop right up for you, and you'll be able to get all the information you need. They have buggy rides. They have all kinds of fabulous things going on for the entire family. So I invite you to come on out and come by King's Books and say hello. It's a fabulous bookstore. If you're like me and have just a passion for books, you're going to enjoy it, and they have a wonderful meeting area and all kinds of things in there. So anyway, that's November the 21st on Saturday. Well, I wanted to share a little bit of information with you. Here in the Pacific Northwest, our temperatures are dropping. Today, we had a happy surprise. We were chilly willies here, and then all of a sudden, Mother Nature decided to part the gray clouds that we're so known for. And those gray skies cleared, became a brilliant blue. The thermostat went up quite a bit, and then, boom, it went away. That's right, those gray skies of Seattle just have to live up to their reputation. So they went right back into place. And, of course, the temperatures dropped. So it's going to get cooler and cooler and cooler, at least in our part of the world. And one of the things that you need to be aware of is that what you don't know could really cause you and your family some very unhappy moments. What is that? Carbon monoxide. Now, I came across this information, and I thought you need to just be aware of it, because sometimes when it really gets cold, we do things that we normally wouldn't consider doing. And we need to remember that carbon monoxide is a silent killer. It has no smell. You're just not aware of it. And when things are really tight in a house, when the windows are sealed tightly, I've even known people to put plastic over their windows. You have a toxic environment that can evolve very, very quickly. And this is some information that I think is good for you to know. Now, carbon monoxide is even more harmful than they have been aware of. There's a new generation of carbon monoxide detectors, and if you have one in your home, that's a good thing. There's some research that's been done recently at Brigham Young University. Dr. Ramona Hopkins, who is a specialist in neurosciences, states that some individuals are more susceptible to carbon monoxide than others, regardless of their age, and that about one-fourth of those that have been exposed to high levels of it are left with some sort of permanent damage, such as something with the brain, and even it's affected the personality. Well, the brain controls a great deal of that. This is what happens when you get carbon monoxide poisoning. The carbon monoxide, the CO, attaches to hemoglobin in the blood and takes out the oxygen, replaces it. Anybody that has lung or circulatory problems is especially vulnerable to it. And according to the Centers for Disease Control, carbon monoxide is the leading cause of accidental poisoning deaths in American homes. Now, one of the contributing factors of this, or to this, are portable generators. And I remember my lady who does my hair had her shop in her home. And it was in the basement, very nice area, it was huge, and she got a portable generator heater. I can remember walking into that room, and she had the room closed up because down in the basement area is quite damp and cool, and she wanted it comfortable for her patrons. I said, you better open up a window because it really smells in here. And she said, oh, really? Well, she had been in it. She wasn't thinking anything about it, and I warned her about the effect it could have on her patrons. So she had windows in the basement area. She opened them up. And I said, I can't be in this room because it really is something that is not healthy, and it can affect people's lungs. You don't want to do this. She ended up getting rid of the heater. She paid attention to what I said, and she realized she had to do something differently. And so she did. But, you know, these are often pulled out for usage when there's power outages, and they find that these portable generators have created a lot of negative side effects, causing the death of many, many people. Now, fuel-burning appliances such as gas and wood-burning stoves, of course they have to be vented, and vents have to be checked regularly to make sure they're not plugged. So if you have anything like this that warms your home, you need to make sure that you have it checked. Call out a chimney sweep. They do things like this. Don't run a car in a garage or a carport. Don't use charcoal or the kitchen gas stove to heat the house. Or block flues used by the furnace, gas water heater, or gas dryer. This is very, very important information. If you should need to use a kerosene heater, follow the directions absolutely, because it gives off fumes. And when you have a generator, they need to be run with air circulating around them. They should be strategically placed if they're in a garage so you can open the garage door so the fresh air will come in and circulate around them, or have them placed outside where you're not going to have to worry about fumes building up, because when you have that on, it will float through all of your ventilation systems in your house, believe it or not. It comes through the door, the fumes. So you just want to be careful. And charcoal, please do not use them under any cover, not even on an open porch or in a fireplace. This information was new to me. I wasn't aware of it. To cover up charcoal. How many of us have charcoal units, you know, for barbecuing and things like this? We put lids on them. Well, they say it should not be used, charcoal should not be used under any cover, even on an open porch or in a fireplace. And don't use a charcoal grill near an open door window where vapors can blow into the house, an RV, or a cabin of a boat. And concentrations can pool, the gases can pool in low areas. Children have been poisoned while swimming next to a boat where a generator was spewing exhaust across a water surface. Tenters have been affected when camped in a depression where a heater or generator ran on a windless night. And if you're in extreme cold and there is a fog, it keeps everything very close to the ground. So just be aware. You need to be alert to this, especially if your house is extremely tight. And smoke alarms, they won't detect it, so you need to get a detected CO detector or a smoke detector with a CO sensor. And there's something brand new that's out in the way of a carbon monoxide alarm. It has an electrochemical technology, and it doesn't set off as many false alarms. So all of this information is so good. Go ahead and check things out if you want on the internet, but you want to be sure that you are aware of this. It is so amazing how more and more events of people passing from things like this occurring, especially when it really starts to get very, very cold. So be aware. Use common sense. Sometimes maybe it's just a good idea to open a window. That sounds strange, but if you've got a power outage, anything like that that might occur, try to be prepared so you don't have to be vulnerable to carbon monoxide poisoning. This is Donna Sebo, and before we go to break, I do want to let you know tomorrow we've got Noah St. John. We're going to be talking about The Secret Code of Success. This book is a powerful book. It is going to give so many wonderful insights to you, and I know you will enjoy Noah. And then on Friday, we have a Dr. David Clark. His book is marvelous. They can't find anything wrong. This is a physician that has a true compassion for his patients and comes across with a message that I think more doctors should know about and should listen to. His story is just phenomenal. Dr. David Clark, that can't find anything wrong. What else do we have coming up after that? Natural alternatives to vaccinations. Doctors are speaking out against vaccinations. We'll find out why. The Magician's Way, William Whitecloud, is going to be my guest. And then we're going to have a little bit of a Bewitched story to share. Hecks and High Heels. Yes, and Linda Wilson is going to be my guest the following week. Then we're going to have a bit of Shakespeare and music with David Duvall. Some of it's going to be of some musical genre, and the other is going to be really spicy. And then we're going to have a surprise guest on the 30th that I'm trying to book that I will enjoy sharing with you, and I know you'll have fun with it, too, because that is going to be just before Halloween. Woo! Okay, we're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Oh, I forgot to mention, do you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday recipe? By golly, I'd like to hear from you. I want to know what your family's favorite is and what you have found that has just been absolutely marvelous for your holiday season. You know, before we know it, Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be sneaking up on us, and it's always delightful. I know I always have recipes to share, but it's always delightful to share recipes coming from my listeners. So if you have that, send an email to me, donna@delphiinternational.com, donna@delphiinternational.com, and put in there recipe for Donna's show, something in the subject line, because I get so many emails and go through all of them. It sometimes takes me hours. So highlight that and let me know that you are sending me a recipe for the show so that I can give you credit and be able to use it on the air, because I just think that's always a lot of fun to do. And if you have special tips for the holidays, too, I'd love to know about that. Well, extra eBay profits. Would you like to make the investment of time and put out the energy to maybe get rid of some of the stuff? Well, if you are interested, apparently you need to remember to charge for shipping. Two separate studies show that the same product on eBay sells for more when the opening bid is low and has a higher shipping charge than when listed with a higher opening bid and free shipping. Beginning low attracts more early bidders, and once people bid, they're more likely to up their bids to stay in the running. This is what research has determined. And if you've been putting off taking your clutter and making it into cash because of pricey upfront fees, well, there is an online auction site that now lets sellers post up to 5 listings a month with no insert fees. Changes with eBay. So if that's something you like to do, and I think if you like doing that, it's a great way to get rid of stuff that you've had around for a long time and even maybe to help friends to do the same thing. Earlier we were talking about finding a dream job. Well, I wanted to share a story with you because I think it's important for us to understand that when times get tough, it's time for us to get going so that we realize that we can put our talents to use in maybe ways we wouldn't have expected. And Seth Realms, Reams, excuse me. He's from Portland, Oregon. He said he had been doing nothing but sitting in front of his computer. You know how that can go. And he got totally engrossed with that. His job as a concierge for a hotel had disappeared. He said he was not happy waking up knowing that he was unemployed every morning. He had sent out more than 300 resumes, didn't get one response. He thought that the service industry was dead. He was totally demoralized, and he said, I guess there's something wrong with me. Nobody wants me. Well, his girlfriend spoke up. Leave it to the ladies to do the job. She said to him, you haven't been out of the house in days. Take a break from the job search. Why not volunteer someplace? And, of course, can you imagine his response? Volunteer? I need a job. Okay, she said. If you get out and you do something, you're going to find is working as a volunteer, you're going to feel better about yourself. Think of all the other people who are out of work here in Portland, and they have time and they have talent to burn too. Well, this is what he did. He put a post on Craigslist about pairing up jobless people with volunteer needs. This was the idea he got. Then he started a blog. And this was his blog. In fact, you can go and check it out if you like. We've got time to help. blogspot.com. We've got time to help. blogspot.com. He said he got an email the very next day from someone who was out of work, said, saw your post, great idea, let me know what I can do. He kept getting all of these wonderful responses. Everybody was saying the same thing. He founded an organization, We've Got Time to Help. Then he got a phone call. He said, I have a couch to give to someone who is pregnant and lost her job. Do you have somebody who can give it to her? What he did via email, his new team of volunteers, he contacted them. Somebody volunteered to deliver the couch. Everybody pooled their resources. They delivered the couch along with furniture, toys, and food. And this woman, who was in a very desperate situation, expecting a baby, saw her whole life turned around. He said, I thank you. You're changing ours as well. He said, more than 100 out-of-work people have signed on to tackle some 80 projects. They fixed everything from leaky pipes, shingled houses. They've painted rooms at an outreach center. Even people with jobs have joined them. He said, I haven't found a job yet, but I've come to see in these times it's not about being employed. It's about loving your neighbor as yourself. That's what's going to see us through. You know, it might turn out to be the best job search advice of all. That is so important. Look at what a girlfriend's suggestion, when he took action, manifested. Can you imagine one day he may come in contact with someone that'll say, if you were able to organize all of this, I want you to be part of my team. When we're out and we're active, it makes a difference. I know of a man who was very depressed. He lost a company. He was depressed for quite a long time. One day somebody called him and said, I need some help. And he got himself up out of bed and he said, okay, I'll come in. He put on his suit, went down, did work for this person for a few months, and then he was able to find a job. But in those few months, by getting up, getting dressed, as he would have gotten dressed as an executive for a regular job, his whole mindset changed. And that's what we have to do. We have to remember that who we are does make a difference. And maybe there are going to be those times where nothing seems to be working. But if you step up and step out and you volunteer for something, if you're willing to help somebody else, what goes around comes around, and sometimes it's in amazing ways. You may come in contact with a perfect stranger that's been looking for someone like you with your talents, but would never have known anything about you if you weren't out doing, if you weren't out speaking your truth, if you weren't out displaying what you can do. And that's the key. Wherever you go, you open your mouth and you let people know that this is what you want, and if they will just keep you in mind and maybe have a resume handy or a business card or something, but be who you are. Don't be afraid of life, because life is here to serve you, but you've also got to remember that you have to put something in the pot to get something out of it. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You're the boss of how you think. You're the boss of how you act. And you're the boss of doing. Enjoy your life. This is a chance for you, as our guest today said, to become aware of your master plan of who you are and what you have to give to this experience we call life. This is Donna Sebo. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here. Station 1, VBSRadio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.